Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Boomer Beat with your host, Beverly Mahone. And it is so good to be back. And we're in a brand new studio in the Carrboro Arts Center. I have a wonderful guest, a brand new underwriter. And of course, you know, it's always all the way live on this show. And today, of course, is no exception. Today, we're going to be talking about education, about young people. Yeah, we're going to even talk about old people too, because you know what? You're never too old to learn. And maybe you've been learning the wrong things all these years. And we're going to talk to you about how you can switch it around and find your true passion and let that passion guide you in whatever it is you seek to do. My very special guest today is Maxine Phillips from GAMS Unlimited, and that is where they tell you that the sky is not the limit, and she's going to tell you what else they tell you right after we listen to this song, and we will be back in just a moment.
Unfolds, challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. Together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said, read the books your father read, trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you, others take a different view. Unfolds, challenge what the future holds. Try to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. My, oh my, eh, eh. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be
All right, you gotta be. That's Desiree, and you gotta be. You just gotta be. You're listening to the Boomer Beat here on WCOM with your host, Beverly Mahone. And my very special guest today is Maxine Phillips, who is the president and CEO of GAMS Unlimited. And GAMS Unlimited is a wonderful sponsor, underwriter of this radio station. And so we are so delighted to welcome you in the studio today. Okay, so tell everyone, first of all, what GAMS Unlimited is all about.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Beverly, for this opportunity. GAMS Unlimited is a career coaching company that transforms generations of all ages, but especially our youth, to identify their natural abilities. And the reason why we do that is so that once they understand their abilities, they can leverage those strengths when making educational, career, or life choices.
So this really isn't limited to just like kids. I mean, adults can discover who they really are too, right?
That is so correct. Many times when I do share with individuals what I do, they say, well, why, where were you when I was 18? You know, I'm still not sure what I want to be when I grow up. And so those are the responses that I get, which then enables me to then share even more information about GAMS Unlimited and the offerings that we can help them with.
Now, you came up with the word GAMS in a rather unique way. So people are probably saying, well, what does that really mean other than it means legs? So tell us how you came up with GAMS.
Well, my husband and I actually started a janitorial business when we were in Dallas, Texas, and we were trying to think of a name. And, of course, it was only the four of us, Greg, April, Maxine, and Marcus. So we took the first initials from our name and formed the word GAM. It wasn't until 2001 when we had a grandson that was born and we named him Sean. So we decided, okay, let's get a license plate, use the GAM and add the S. And so we came up with GAMS. But the gist behind that is because as we were talking about the business that God had given me the vision for, we were also trying to come up with the name for the company. And, of course, I had a name that was transforming generations because what's near and dear to my heart is that when we touch the youth and we start working with them at an earlier age, they understand the purpose and their abilities. We have an opportunity right then and there to start transforming generations because once we touch one child, that child has a totally different outlook on life, understand the purpose, start looking at their destinies and start working toward them. Then they become an adult, share that information with their children, then we do have an opportunity to transform a generation, generation after generation.
Well, let me ask you this, because, you know, as kids, you know, we say, you know, when I grow up, I want to be a nurse. And then when we get to another age, when I grow up, I want to be this. And then it kind of changes. And even when we get to college, you know, it may have changed from when we were kids. I guess my question to you is, when that 3 or 4 year old mm-hmm. says, I want to be a doctor or I want to be a politician, I don't think they'll say that.
But, exactly.
But is that something that you start tapping into right then? Or is that just some fantasy because somebody has asked them what they want to be when they grow up?
No, I would wholeheartedly say immediately start tapping into that because we have instincts. We're naturally born with innate abilities. They don't really surface and we understand them until we're about between 12 and 14. But even as a 3 or 4 year old, you have prodigies out here who start playing the piano, Tiger Woods, who played golf at the age of 4. So you need to allow a child to explore all of those different ideas or dreams that they have. The more exposure and experience that you allow them to get, then they can start understanding their purpose, understanding what their passion is all about, and maybe even identifying their own natural abilities.
So then how do you go about doing that? I mean, at 3 years old, you take them to the hospital so they can see how a doctor works, or how do you expose them?
I would definitely do all the above. I would take them, if they say they want to be a nurse, find someone that you know that's in that medical field that's a nurse. Have them to be able to opportunity to sit down and talk with that person or get them a little doctor kit, you know, where you have a little stethoscope and a little, you know, look like you're going to take a shot or so forth and see where they take that, how they explore that. If they want to be a school teacher, allow them to go and talk to a school teacher. Maybe even, you know, sometimes they have the career for a day and you can take a child to work with you. that's an excellent opportunity to give them that exposure. I mean, even with my profession and what I do with youth today is that once we identify some of the options that they would like to explore, then I have individuals who serve as mentors, who serve as someone who they can interview, who serve as someone they can job shadow so that they can have an opportunity to see, is this true, what I want to do or be, so they can live out those passions that they had thought about or those dreams that they've had.
Well, it's interesting because the other day my grandson said he wanted to be the president and a policeman. So does that mean I need to take him to the White House so he can see how the president works? Well, because he gets exposed to police officers, so he does see that.
But you have to understand the president is a police.
That is true.
He helps the police.
So
in the
he's
United
two
States.
For one, right?
Exactly. So it's not impossible to do both or to have both of those professions.
Now, as far as adults go, when they're not sure, or I have a lot of older folks, you know, our generation, who says, you know, either they put their dream on hold, or they're in a profession that they really didn't want to be in. It's a job. Or they, you know, they have some untapped resource somewhere. They just can't quite figure out what it is. How do you work with them?
I love working with individuals in transition. And that's exactly those you're speaking of right now. One of the things that we do here at GAMS Unlimited, we have an ability assessment that we use. And this ability assessment helps us to identify what they're naturally gifted at doing. Once we share with them what that profile is and help them to understand their strengths, then from there, we help them to understand what is the best environment for them to use those strengths. It's not about what job you want to hold. It's about what environment can you work within that's going to give you the ability to leverage those strengths. And the other thing that we help them to understand from that assessment is, what's your purpose? What's your destiny? What's going to be your legacy? When you're no longer here on this earth, what are you going to leave? Not only for your children, but for your children's children. And so that's one thing the assessment helps us to help you understand.
So you're saying then that everyone should leave a legacy of some sort?
Yes, I definitely believe in that. The other thing that I believe in and that I share with all of my the people that I work with is I believe that we all are a masterpiece. We are uniquely created for a purpose, and we have been given abilities to reach our destiny. It's up to us to either discover them or have someone to help us identify them. And that's what we do here at GAMS Unlimited.
What about those parents, those pushy parents who try to steer their children into certain careers? And you know that there are parents out there. We've got the little dance show where the moms, the dancing moms, they want their kids to be the best dancers or the beauty queen kids or whatever. What about those parents? I mean, you know, can you work with them to show them that maybe they're not doing it the right way?
Well, we work with them, and it's not to show them that they're not doing it the right way, but what we share with them is that, do you want your child to become who they were born to be? That's the first and foremost question that we ask. If they're open and willing to accept that, then we help them to understand that as part of our program, especially once that child is at least 14 and we're able to assess those abilities, then the parent usually say, okay, I'm open that once the profile shows me these options for my children, let me allow them to explore those options. As part of the program, when we're coaching with the youth, we also have a parent coaching component. So that parent must also go through coaching. Because it's very important that that parent understand that, yes, you might have wanted Johnny to be that medical doctor or a doctor, but the profile is showing Johnny that he has all these technical abilities. So if he's going to be in the medical profession, perhaps it's not the doctor direction he's going to go, but maybe perhaps he might even discover some new equipment that could save a life because he has those technical abilities.
Oh, so it's not necessarily that specific profession, but there may be something beyond that that still brings them back to, makes mama happy too.
Exactly. The best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds.
The whole objective is for us to live our best life and do our best work. And so in order to help Johnny do that and live that, then the parent too must be open.
Let me ask you, as it relates to your own kids, were you that kind of parent that just said, okay, whatever it is you want to be, I support you? Or were you trying to help them navigate their way? Because, I mean, this is your profession now.
This is my profession, and I learned through experience.
Okay.
My son can testify to that. I had one direction that I wanted him to take in life, and that was to go to the Naval Academy. But that was not something that he wanted to do, although I was pushing him toward that. But when we finally sat down and he said to me, Mom, that is not the direction I want to take in my life, I said, okay, let's explore other options. That was my first introduction to listen to your children. Allow them to become the adult that they need to become. You know, we're the only species who refuse to release our children, you know, and so I was no different. But now I see things totally different because I don't share with children what they should do. I provide options, and then they explore those options. So when they make the decision is based on what they feel that they need to do, what the profile has shown them what they need to do, and what their natural abilities are.
You are listening to The Boomer Beat here on WCOM with your host, Beverly Mahone, and my very special guest today, Maxine Phillips from GAMS Unlimited, which is located in Raleigh, North Carolina. And Maxine, a couple of weeks ago, you were recognized for being one of the greatest of the greats by the West Virginia Black Schools. You're inducted into the West Virginia
All
of, yeah, what it was, you tell
right.
me about it. Yeah.
All right. It was the West Virginia Black School Sports and Academia Hall of Fame I was inducted into.
Okay. So now that had to mean that you spent some time in West Virginia.
Definitely. 17 years.
Okay.
The first 17 years of my life. Yes, I grew up in West Virginia, and I tell everybody I'm a coal miner's daughter.
Okay, you and Loretta Lynn.
Yes.
Okay.
I love that song.
Well, what was it like growing up in West Virginia? I mean, because if you look at the statistics when it comes to education, West Virginia doesn't rank high. It ranks in the bottom half.
Definitely.
So what was that experience like?
Very nurturing experience, especially attending that all-black school for the first 5 to 6 years of my life. That's one of the things that I can recall as a little girl. And that made so much of a difference to me that even when I would go home in the evening time, you know how you play house and so forth. Well, my sisters had to play school. And I had to be the school teacher. And everything that they did well, I would always give them some kind of award for it, just to show and to encourage them to build a confidence. So even as a little girl coming up, I've always had that part of me who wanted to help others excel in life. And growing up, 12 in my family.
Wow, 12.
Eighth child. You learn to share. You learn to work as a team. You learn to help each other. You know, my mother was a person who took care of the children. And she instilled in us pride, integrity, having character, and that has followed me. And those are some of the same attributes that I instilled in my children. So we loved it. You know, we could run. And the beautiful thing about West Virginia is that you don't appreciate where you come from until after you leave it. And then individuals start telling me about all the mountains, the white waters. I never got a chance to experience that because coming from a family of 12, we were very limited in many of the things that we could do. One of the things that I did not know, and the reason why I am the president and owner of GAMS Unlimited, is because no one shared with me or helped me to understand when I was at 14, 15, 16 year old that I could have gone to college practically free. When you think about that many siblings in a family. And ever since then, I've never forgotten that I do not want that to happen to another young person.
So is it that you didn't have the aspirations to go to college, or you just didn't know you could go?
I've always had the aspirations to go beyond where I was in West Virginia growing up, because I knew there were better things that you could aspire to become and do in life. But that's where you have your counselors, you know, to help you, guide you, help you to understand how to complete the paperwork necessary in order to enter into college, to look at the type of colleges, to look at the type of college majors that you should be considering. None of that happened. And for that reason, I've made a promise to myself that, number one, it would never happen to another child if I can prevent it, and two, to instill education in my children.
But, you know, it is so ironic to hear you say this, and yet here you are inducted into the West Virginia Hall of Fame for sports and academia, and it just seems so ironic. That, you know, and so many West Virginians have gone on to do wonderful things when they had a lot of obstacles in their way.
But we learn to overcome adversity. That's one of first and foremost things. You also learn about who you are. And as a child growing up, everybody took interest as far as in the neighborhood that you lived in, and they wanted you to excel. So they would impart various things into your life as you were growing up. I just didn't know about the college piece, but remember, my mother was a person who took care of the children and did not work outside the home. So that information was not available for us. But children, there are too many avenues. You have the internet. You have your parents, you have your counselors at school, you have different community colleges you can go to now. You don't necessarily have to try to be accepted into a four-year university. So you can take it one course at a time. So there's no reason why any child does not have an opportunity to acquire some level of higher education beyond high school.
So let me ask you, since you didn't go to college, what did you do?
I did not go to college immediately after high school. It wasn't until I had gotten married, had my children, and then I decided, I still want that college education. And, you know, midlife, decided to go to college. Might have taken me 10 years to complete the associate's degree, but again, remember what I just said. One course at a time, and that's what I did until I completed my associate's degree with honors, continued undergrad, working on the master's, gotten certification, business coaching, certification and licenses through ability assessments, working on international certification for coaching.
You told me an interesting story about how you became a tailor.
Oh, yes.
And I just thought it was so interesting how you said that all tied in to the woman that you are today. So will you mind sharing that story with our listeners?
After graduating from high school in West Virginia, prior to even starting an associate's degree, I lived in Chicago for 9 years. And I decided, I had taken home economics, you know, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. Clothes were too expensive, so I decided, if I learn how to make that tailored look to clothing, people would not know that I made the clothes. They would think I purchased the clothes. And so I decided to go to Chicago Metropolitan School of Tailoring. Loved it, loved it, loved it. I've always been creative with my mind. I love colors. I love being able to take things and repurposing them, and that's what I had the ability to do. Well, lo and behold, never thought that I would end up meeting my husband there.
Oh, you met him there.
It paid off in several ways.
I didn't know.
You just never know, you know, where you're going to meet your soulmate. You know, so most people think you have to go different places, but here I am going to tailoring school to learn how to improve myself as far as clothing. And I wanted to also open up my own boutique.
So did you sew together?
We did.
You did, really?
We did. We made several bands in Chicago. We made their uniforms for them.
Oh.
Yes. So it was neat having someone that you could share those experiences with and be creative.
And so how long after you met at the tailoring school did you realize that you were in love and decided to get married?
I think 4 years after that. So it was, but I would tease my husband and tell him I think I fell in love with his family first. Because he comes from a large family. It's 11 of them.
Oh, my. So and 11 and 12?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That had to be big family reunions.
Very big. Very big.
And so from there, you moved to?
To Texas. From Chicago to Texas. And then, of course, you know, we had so many blessings and so many opportunities there. And my second child was born in Texas. The first child was born in Chicago. But and that's where we started the janitorial business. I worked outside the home, you know, for a large organization, Southwestern Bell. And then he worked for the U.S. Postal Service. So we did jobs outside the home. And plus, we started our own, you know, janitorial company. So I've always had that entrepreneurial, you know, spirit about me. And so did he. And that was a beautiful thing, is that we shared that vision together.
And so at what point did you kind of flip the script, so to speak, and say, okay, well, I really want to reach out and help others?
I've always had that about me. The GAMS Unlimited did not come about until 2008, I think. That's when I decided that I was going to, I knew I've always loved coaching people. I just did not know that's what it was called. And I happened to come across this course at NC State that was called Business Coaching, you know, program, and you could be certified to become a business coach. And I'm like, I think that's what I'm already doing, so I might as well go for the certification. But I had no intentions of starting the actual business. I was going to use it on the job to coach top talent. So lo and behold, after starting the program, they were announced that our company was closing. I started the 1st of November. They announced it at the end of November. Then my husband.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And so I was there thinking and, you know, and just, you know, of course, I'm a believer. And so I was praying, like, what is my next assignment? I never look at what I do as a job. I look at it as an assignment. And so he dropped that into my spirit that, hey, this is an opportunity for you to step out on your own. And your hands are no longer going to be tied on what you can do and who you can work with. And then it came to my heart. It's like, wait a minute, this is an opportunity to help these youth that I've always wanted to help. So if I am going to do coaching, it's going to be with the youth. The primary, you know, my primary niche would be with the youth. I'll help those who are in transition. And I have a criteria. The criteria is that you must want the help and you must be ready for the help.
How do you know? Well, this might be a stupid question, but how do you know if you're not ready?
When I have a discussion with the person, I call it an introduction discussion, and when I ask different questions, depending on their answer or response, then that will let me know if they're ready. Number one, accountability is so important. If you're not going to be accountable to follow through on the things that we have agreed upon, then you're not ready. The other thing that I do, once I give you my contact information, I do not follow up with you initially. You must call me. When you call me, that's when I know you're ready and you want the help.
Because some people will say, oh, I'm ready, I'm so excited, yeah, I want to do this. And then
when you make that first step, you're committed. You've committed yourself. And then I'm ready to be committed to you.
So you don't let them back out.
I do not let them back out.
Okay, you hear that, folks.
I have some guiding principles on my website, and you'll know what they are.
Okay, so if you contact GAMS Unlimited, you better be ready.
That is correct.
Okay, and so at what point did you make your way to North Carolina, and why from Texas to North Carolina?
A long story short.
One of those. Okay.
One of those. My sister in Ohio had was a crime victim, and she was burned over 66% of her body. Mm. They gave me overnight to get to her. From Texas to Ohio is impossible overnight. Number one, unless you have $1,200 or $1,500 to take a flight. It was a 24-hour drive. I'm blessed that she's still here with us today.
Wonderful.
When that happened, I went back into prayer, and I'm like, okay, what is it that I need to be doing now? I am too far from home. It dropped in my spirit that consider North Carolina.
Really?
Had never been to North Carolina.
Really?
I knew where it was at on the map, you know, and he blessed me in a situation whereas I did not have the money initially when it was dropped into my spirit, but lo and behold, when you have faith, everything fell right into place, and I was able to come to North Carolina, to Lexington, as a matter of fact. Look at the area. I had a job. I had a house all in 1 week.
Wow.
But then on the way home, the Spirit said, if we are to move, I must be still and my husband must take the lead. And ladies, that's why God put man at the head of the household. And so I had to take a step back, and I shared with my husband what the Spirit has shared with me. And he believed in my faith and his faith, and we both stepped out. And he took the lead, and we were here in less than 3 months when wow. Everybody thought it was impossible.
Wow. I would have thought, yeah, that's crazy. But it happens.
I came with no job. He had the job. Everybody said, where are you going to work at? I said, the job is there when I get there. It'll be shown to me. And that's exactly what has happened.
And what an example you are. Because here's the thing, even at midlife, you know, there's still a voice. There's still a voice inside of us. There's still faith. Faith doesn't leave you.
No.
I mean, you can let it leave you, but faith doesn't leave you no matter how old you get.
That is true.
And if you believe it, it doesn't matter how old you are. You can just step out there and make your claim.
That is true. And the faith that you have as an individual is the same type of faith that you're going to have once you know who you are. And your abilities and your strengths. When you know that and you understand your purpose, you indicated the sky is not the limit. And that is so true. Your opportunities are unlimited. Who you can become, who you can reach, the things that you can do, your dreams can become realities. It's unlimited.
It's just a matter of teaching your children. All right. You're listening to the Boomer Beat here on WCOM. Your host, Beverly Mahone, and my special guest today, Maxine Phillips with GAMS Unlimited. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Your elders grew high, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth, before they can
die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
All right, that's Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Teach your children. And that is exactly what Maxine Phillips of GAMS Unlimited is doing with her business in Raleigh, North Carolina. And she is my very special guest today. And speaking of teaching, you know, recently Hampton University came out with a statement saying that there was one particular class in the business department where young black men would not be allowed to wear cornrows or dreadlocks in order to take that class. Is that a hindrance? Is your appearance really a hindrance to you tapping into your abilities and your goals and dreams for your life?
Appearance, I would say no, not you personally tapping into your abilities. Once you probably complete that degree and you're out in the workforce and you're trying to acquire a job, it very well could, because sometimes they look at our, not the character, but they're looking at the outer appearance and not the inward. One of the things that I share with young people, I talk about the whole person. Let's look at the whole person. Let's look at who you are, what makes you you. Your natural abilities is only a part. It's a data point. So you need to understand your purpose. You need to understand your strengths. But also you have family. Family imparted things into you when you were young growing up. They were your first teachers, more than likely. You know, they imparted some of the values, some of the beliefs. So will hair hinder you from believing that you are special, that you are a masterpiece, that you can become a president of that university eventually?
All right now.
You know, so once you know who you are, I will continue to say nothing can stop you. You're unlimited. You know, you can acquire many things in life. Appearance, you look at your confidence. Does that make you confident? Having your hair in that style. Why should that hinder you from acquiring the things that you want to acquire in life, from being the masterpiece that you were born to be? From that's uniqueness. We all have some unique characteristics about us, and it's okay to express them. I would encourage you to continue to make sure that they're maintained neatly and that they're clean, but does that hinder you from expressing yourself and becoming that entrepreneur, perhaps, or CEO, or president of the United States, going on and becoming an international superstar? No, it does not.
But if you're simply doing it because it is the style and that's what everybody else is doing, then what?
You're not being you. You're not being authentic. You're not being genuine. You know, so you need to be who you are. Lead. You don't always have to be a follower. Establish a new trend.
I tell my daughter that all the time. You don't have to look like every other girl out there, because at some point you all look the same. Be different.
Exactly. And there's a song that Whitney Houston sings, The Greatest Love of All. I absolutely love that song because it speaks to me in so many ways. You are. The greatest love is within you. You do not have to walk in anyone's shadow. If you succeed, it's because you believe. If you fail, it's because you did not put forth that effort. So the greatest love of all is inside of you. Don't let anyone tell you what your destiny needs to be. Understand it for yourself and move in that direction.
Well, you know what? Because you said that, we happen to have that song.
Love it.
Oh, so here we go. We're going to play this song real fast just for you.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to come right back. You're listening to the Boomer Beat here on WCOM.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. So I learned.
How about that, huh?
Yes.
I believe our children are the future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Powerful.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, well, you know what? This hour has gone by really, really fast. You've been an awesome guest.
Thank you.
Please let our listeners know how they can learn more about you and GAMS Unlimited.
Yes, I can be reached at gamsunlimited.com is the website. My contact information is maxine@gamsunlimited.com. Telephone number 919-747-8781.
Okay, and the motto for GAMS Unlimited is?
Our mission is to transform how you work, how you live, and how you build your career. And we do that one generation at a time, one person at a time, one student at a time.
And folks, you're going to be hearing me say that a lot in the coming year because GAMS Unlimited is a sponsor, a underwriter for this radio station. Maxine, thank you so much.
Beverly, thank you.
This was great. All right, folks, next week, Fit for Life. We're going to talk about eating healthy at midlife and beyond. You can do it. You don't have to say that you can't because you can. Harvey Diamond, the best-selling author of Fit for Life, will begin to share some of his tips and resources on how we can get it together. Until next time, remember this. You have gifts to give the world. So find your voice and prosper. See ya.